My next guest is a multi-award-winning diversity and inclusion speaker and best-selling author of her book, Inclusive Intelligence, as well as a lecturer at the Equality, Diversity and Inclusion Masters Programme. She is a board member on Women for Election and actively supports women's success in Irish politics, emphasising her commitment to gender equality and empowerment. Furkan founded DiverseScene.com after 10 years of software engineering experience in multinational tech companies in Ireland to champion diversity and inclusion. She is an active speaker at international events where she shares her learnings about experiences of the tech world as a woman, her recommendations for inclusive leadership and the power of diversity in inclusion in the workplace. And if all that wasn't enough to want to get to know Furkan Kural a little bit better, then listen to this. She has been honoured with awards such as Speaker of the Year, Diversity and Inclusion Role Model in Business, Trailblazer, an Inclusive Leadership Award. You are so very welcome on Go Do You in association with I Wish for Can. Thank you for sitting down with me today.
Thank you so much for the kind invitation, Emmy Jane. I'm delighted to be here.
Thank you. So we'll get started. When you were a young girl, who did you look up to and who inspired you?
That's a very good question, Emmy Jane, because I didn't have any role models growing up. Growing up in a small town in Turkey in the 90s, even on the TVs and papers, in magazines, I couldn't resonate myself with any successful women. And that's why conferences like I Wish is very powerful. For example, today we had over 60 speakers in one day. For so many young girls, they could get an opportunity to listen to a little bit of their stories and maybe find some resonation with them and their journeys. In overall, I can say I admired women who were independent and also decision-making and executive women that I always find that, wow, they are doing a brilliant job, but I couldn't necessarily resonate myself with any role model or any name.
And what do you enjoy most about your career, Furkan?
So my career started as a software engineer, and I worked in tech sector for 10 big years. So if I tell a little bit about like what did I enjoy then and now in my current career. So back in those days, what drove me into technology was to make people's life easier. You know, the manual work is less. You can automate things. Basically, you save time for people. I absolutely love it. As if I call myself a productivity freak, I can.
Yeah.
I always love to go into the shortcut and make things a bit easier.
Okay.
And to be able to make people's life easier and save them time with technology was the thing for me that resonated. On the other side, now in the last 6 years, I'm a full-time keynote speaker. What I love about it that I didn't necessarily enjoy in tech job is, you know, in the tech roles, you have big projects, maybe the end results are getting into the client after years or months later, and you only get to see it as a back-end engineer so in years' time. But after I get off the stage as a speaker, you see people's eyes are just shining and people come up to you and share reflections and feedback. That is the world to me. I absolutely love it.
I love that feeling. Oh my God, I could feel it when you're describing it, the magic. Oh, I love that. You are a role model yourself for so many people, Furkan. What helps you to stay so driven and so motivated?
Okay, my motivation to wake up in the morning, like they say, Turkish breakfast is one thing. I absolutely love having long breakfast, but as joke as aside, The feedback from people that I receive is something that motivates me. Why I started this job is all about to change the narrative, the stories that haven't been spoken. We used to, when you Google like 10 years ago, women in tech, women in leadership, you used to see the same group of people always speaking in the events, in the media, but they are not always resonating with you.
Yeah.
We needed to see more women. and we need to just hear more diverse stories. So I couldn't actually sit down and complain that nobody's talking. Yeah. So it had to be at least starting with me that I could start talking and sharing these stories and experiences that people didn't previously shared, and the hidden stories that is not spotlighted, that is not maybe looking so shiny. Sometimes sharing of a failure story, people learn a lot out of these experiences. So my motivation is really telling a different story to people that they haven't heard before. Hopefully I'm achieving it.
You absolutely are. And well done you, because you absolutely are. What is the best advice, Furkan, you could give to someone who wants to start making a difference in this world like you? And what do you wish you knew when you were starting out on this journey?
Growing up culturally, and I grew up in a small town, as I said, in a large family of six children, and I'm number four.
Okay.
So always had to wait for others to speak first, and then you speak up later on. And that's kind of ingrained in me and in my DNA and in the work. I always waited for others to finish their work and to finish their words before I speak. But that never happened. And especially if English is not your first language, you have to jump into conversations.
Yes.
There's so many acronyms you probably haven't heard. So, and people don't stop speaking. So I find it so difficult to contribute in meetings and share my thoughts. And now my advice is to anybody who is considering, ask more, ask for like anything earlier. I think that would make a huge impact. Ask for promotion, ask for any questions, and just don't get hesitant to feel like, oh, is this going to be a stupid question or anything like this? For example, my manager didn't know I was so passionate about going to this conference in San Francisco. And I was waiting to be asked which conference I wanted to attend.
Yeah.
So people actually bring up and say to their either mentors or managers, and then next time opportunity rises, they are the one to be given the opportunity.
Yes.
Not the ones that you're, you know, hiding up. But
yes,
for me, that is the biggest learning. I would ask more, what is my passion? What is my career journey? I would ask or let people around me know earlier. And I wouldn't now be hesitant to ask for like more promotion, more things. Why? At the end of the day, if it's a no, there's nothing is changing.
Yes, exactly. Ask the questions, and there's no such thing as a silly question or a wrong question.
Yeah, absolutely. Ask more and ask earlier. Just don't get hesitant what people would think of you, and just, you know, trust in yourself. And I have to say, I love the name of your show, Go Do You, because this morning I was speaking with Kira and Anne O'Leary, with Michaela.
Yeah.
This morning at a panel, my advice was, do it your own way.
Okay.
Because this is the advice I absolutely love, meaning that you can always do things in so many different ways, but if you add your own element, your authenticity, you own it. It is yours.
Yes. It's no one else the exact same as you or who's going to do it your way.
Yes, it is so unique. It's so authentic. And you drive it to change, to drive it to the solution. You own it. It becomes more beautiful with your contribution. So whatever it is, try to make it your way. And it's going to be so empowering and powerful.
Yes, I love that. Go do you and do it your way. Furkan, I read in an interview that you did that as a young girl, you shared that your dream was to be a software engineer, and you were met with laughs, and your teacher told you it was time to come back down to reality. Since then, you decided you wanted to help young girls to get into technology or whatever it was they wanted to achieve. Your experiences at the beginning of your career were that women in leadership were always a minority. From your experiences from then until now, has there been much improvements, or is this still very much the case, do you think?
In terms of the data, the realization that yes, now companies realizing that, yes, we have lack of women in this organization or women's or diverse voices contribution. So it's now in the awareness side. In terms of awareness, yes, it's increased. But in terms of implementation, it's still lack because, again, so many organizations are in so many different levels in terms of attracting more female talents or retaining female talents or getting women into leadership. And the ones that invest into it discovers so much opportunities and see the benefit on it. It's not only about like in the population we have like, you know, 50-50 men and women parity, but they see the benefit themselves as well and then they invest into it more. So I think we need to go and do beyond the awareness now and discover and go to the experts who does these type of jobs, for example, that what can we do? It's not something that organizations can only solve by themselves, but getting an expert's idea and an understanding of the practices that previously worked are the things that they can explore. A little bit more implementation needed now.
Okay. So we are making movements, but there's still a lot of work to do, is my understanding.
Yes.
We're not there yet. Thank you, Furkan. You are an inspiring advocate for diversity and inclusion. What are the most impactful diversity and inclusion initiatives that you have observed?
Mm-hmm. The ones that comes from leaders. When leaders are invested personally into getting their team more confident with who they are, how they provide this secure space for them to nourish, to provide better job performances and everything. Mm. When it comes from them naturally,
yeah,
they are ahead of the organization. They are ahead of like everything. I've seen that happening.
Yeah.
And this is what we call inclusive intelligence, is the meeting point of inclusive leadership and emotional intelligence. So when leaders understand what they can do, their potentials are phenomenal. According to a research, it says why diversity initiatives now failing, because the research shows that same group of people could be the diverse teams and managed by inclusive leaders and not inclusive leaders.
Okay.
The performance is absolutely large, like in terms of like gap. It could be the same group of people, the most performing team or the least performing team. The biggest factor here is inclusive leaders, their understanding and implementation of leaders. And this is something I have experienced, and I also seen something that is very unique as well. Some organizations do CEO for the month, for example.
Oh, I never heard of that. Yeah.
Yeah, they give the opportunity to experience what it's like to be a CEO of that organization or a director.
Yeah.
And especially they are giving this opportunity to people who are not underrepresented.
Okay.
And it brings more role models and some career paths. And also learning what are the challenges and barriers that is blocking them on the way. And it's a, I think, wonderful practice for anybody.
That. Yeah, I never heard of that. Yeah, very
it's
good.
Wonderful.
So we are at the iWish conference today, Furkan, to encourage girls to pursue STEM careers. What is the key message that you have taken away from today? And what advice would you give to the girls who are thinking about a STEM career?
The message that I have listened just before this podcast, you were speaking with Kira Judge.
Yes.
She's a fantastic role model, and I've spoken with her at the same panel this morning as well. Her message was brilliant, and I take it away with me.
Yes.
You, from years now on, you wish that you would have started.
Yeah, today. Yeah. Yes, I loved that. Yeah.
Yes.
That's good.
And for anybody who is considering a career in tech, when I was growing up, I used to think that if I decided on something now, I had to do it for the rest of my life. So I was so hesitant to try things. So it's today's world is different. It doesn't necessarily mean that if it is something that you are not going to like, you can't change. People change careers and jobs all the time. Just don't get stuck into the idea of what if I invest into this or this, but just go for it. I'm sure you're going to love it, at least one side of it. And if you even change the career later on, this is going to be a very good experience and learning for you so that you can bring your skills in the intersection of all different aspects, like Kira, for example, she mentioned about the tech, the science and everything. So it is going to be a wonderful experience. Give it a go and personalize it. I remember in my university, we used to do like websites, and I used to be so much into designer bags. So I was designing designer bag shops like online. Things like
that. I love it.
To personalize it, make it a little bit like me. So bring that element of you into the project that you do, and I think you're gonna love it.
Absolutely. Yes. Thank you, Furkan. Thank you so much for taking the time to sit down with me today on Go Do You in association with iWish. It has been so lovely to get to know you a little bit better. And I look forward to continuing to watch your journey and wish you all the best of luck.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed this conversation, and all the best to iWish and to your podcast. Thank you.
Thank you.